Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
Everything small business, from public policy to education issues, you name it, we do it. And go to SBEcouncil.org and you'll find articles and analysis and reports that I write, wonderful pieces from our president, Karen Kerrigan, links to great people such as yourself, Jim, and become a member there as well. So there you go. Yeah. Very quick summary.
And support them, folks. They need your help because they're fighting a tough battle there on helping policy, preventing policy that's being waged in Washington to be against us. Hey, Ray, real quick, when is your state analysis coming out? What's that, May?
Actually, it just it's funny you said that. I just started working on it this week.
Okay.
So hopefully it will be, well, let's be optimistic, within the month. Let's
okay,
say.
Good. So next time you visit, yes. You'll have the state analysis with you. I'm looking forward to that.
That's my hope. Yes,
folks,
sir.
This is the kind of thought leadership you get from people like Ray, helping us understand all these different touch points that help you and me become more sophisticated, more well-rounded in the information so we can make better decisions as the CEOs of our company, not the managers, but the CEOs of our company. Okay, Ray. You got a brand new book out. I know you're excited about the Realistic Optimist to-do list and calendar, folks. Not just a to-do list, but a to-do list and a calendar for 2019. Tell us about it.
Yep, I've always considered myself a realistic optimist, and that's basically, you know, you learn from life's ups and downs, but you maintain, you know, the hope and confidence.
Your feet on the ground.
And right, exactly. I mean, it's not wild-eyed optimism. It's not pessimism. It's just this idea that here's life, and you deal with it, you learn from it, and then you move forward, and you hopefully succeed in whatever you're pursuing, whether it's career goals, business goals, et cetera. So that's the way I've always kind of looked at things. Also, several years ago, you know, because I was wildly disorganized, I just turned to basically using to-do lists, and it got my life somewhat disciplined, both in terms of work and life in general. And then along the line, I said, you know what, there's got to be a better way to do to-do lists. So here we go. This is a little simple system that I've come up with in terms of a combination of, you know, annual long-run to-do lists and then breaking that down on a weekly basis and then a daily basis. It's just a simple system to help people get organized and make things happen. And I've got some inspirational quotes in there for each day that hopefully will either, as I say, inspire you or make you chuckle, or maybe it'll even a few people will roll their eyes. But, you know, I started using it myself. This is why I created it. I needed it. I'm loving it so far, and I figure, well, if I like it, hopefully some others will benefit from it as well.
Well, at least one person in my organization is using it. And I haven't yet because I think they think I'm too far gone. But they're hoping to lasso me and medicate me into being a little more organized. But anyway, no, I do know that it's a hit around here. So what? All right. So if somebody said when I type in to-do list organizing things in the Google, and I come up with 150. Different options. Some of them who are name brands have been around a long time. What would you say to them to say, why would I choose Ray's?
Well, because it's Ray's. I mean,
other than the obvious.
Well, you know what? I make the case for real, what I call realistic optimism. Why? You know what? If you are thinking this way, you are by default a realistic optimist. But I explore that a little bit, and then I talk about the ways that you can use this tool, and I'm telling you,
it is a how-to book. I mean, you have some guidance. And if it were electronic, we'd call it a wizard, right?
Yep, and right. There's a how to use this, but it's, you know, one of the reviews, it was a nice five-star review on Amazon, said, listen, I don't need a PhD to figure this out. It's just really beneficial, and mm-hmm. I like that. It's a simple, direct system, and it's just a way of making sure that, you know, you've got the big goals set out for the year, and then how do you carry that over, though? We often mm-hmm. have that, right? Here are things I'm going to get done in 2019,
right.
And then all of a sudden it's 2020, and you're like, what the heck happened? So this just allows you to integrate that as you go along.
Where can they get it, Ray?
Amazon.com. Just put in Realistic Optimist Keating or Realistic Optimist to do Keating, and you'll find it.
All right. So, folks, check it out. I think you'll like it. You know, I wouldn't tell you about it if it wasn't. So, hey, Ray, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, of course. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.